From coast to coast and around the world, you are now walking with spirit. Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Monique Chapman, your host, and thank you for joining us for an hour of personal and metaphysical growth. Each week, Walking with Spirit explores different topics from the mundane to the mystical with stimulating guests from all over the world who share their knowledge to uplift consciousness during Earth's ascension. Tonight, we have medium and author Simone, who will talk to us about mediumship, Kuan Yin, being a shaman, and take on air readings. So if you'd like to speak with us, the phone lines are open. The numbers are toll-free 1-888-268-4313 or 281-419-7697. We also encourage you to email your questions to spiritanswers@walkingwithspirit.net, and your questions will be answered in real time on the air. Now, a bit about me for our new listeners. I'm an intuitive energy therapist with 25 years' experience. I've helped thousands of people from stay-at-home parents to corporate executives make their invisible dreams visible. Utilizing my gifts, I simultaneously am in touch with the past, present, and future, eliminating the fog and paving the way for clarity. I work with Eastern, Western, African, and Caribbean methodologies, in addition to being a board-certified hypnotherapist, Reiki master teacher, and ordained minister. I'm available for private consultations in the areas of prosperity, business, career, dreams, life path, relationships, personal growth, negative energy removal, and manifesting techniques. I achieve success by blending intuitive wisdom with pragmatic action. Allow me to assist you in turning your life around. There's no need to suffer when I'm here to help. Log on to www.healing-visions.com or www.walkingwithspirit.net, or give me a call today, toll-free at 1-888-240-6057. Well, tonight, Simone is with us, and since 1985, she has been a spiritual catalyst for the San Francisco Bay Area. She gave the invocation at Mayor Gavin Newsom's inaugural, and she recently gave the blessing for the United Nations Environment Day in San Francisco. She teaches meditation, hypnotherapy, astrology, shamanism, and other techniques of healing. She has been a clairaudient medium in the tradition of Edgar Cayce, and she has given over 25,000 readings around the world. Simone's novel, The Goddess of Fifth Avenue, and I love that title, was published in 2001, and she is the author of 2 books on poetry, a videotape, and numerous audio tapes on meditation and relaxation techniques. From 1989 to 2000, she hosted Inside the Healing Circle and San Francisco Nights on KEST, a major player in the San Francisco metro market. Welcome to Walking with Spirit, Simone.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be on your show.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored to have you, too. You know, a little bit earlier today, we had a brief little chat. We were talking about the astrology and what's going on right now, because there's a lot of interesting energy out there right now. Is there anything that you can share with the listening audience right now that would help them get over these rough patches that we're going through right now?
Well, you and I were kind of conferring in that both you and I, our clients were calling up, and it's an anxious time out there astrologically, and people can may perhaps notice from time to time that they're feeling their energy's been zapped or they feel a little bit drained. And some of this is coming from that very heavy placement of Saturn right now. It's in moving with wherever Leo falls in your chart, whatever house it falls on or whatever planets it's falling under. Saturn is coming in to bring its rules and regulations, its sort of fathering of your life. It comes to show you what's true, and if you take care of those things, you'll be rewarded beautifully. If you don't take care of them, it's sort of like a kiss and a slap, and it's a difficult time because people always say, oh, why do I have to deal with Saturn? Well, you have to have Saturn. Saturn makes you brush your teeth. It's kind of like your ego. It's always there, and it's in a very basic, pragmatic part of the zodiac play out. And the other thing that's happening that's kind of nice right now for you Scorpios out there, or those of you who have prominent Scorpio in your chart, Jupiter is in Scorpio. So it's a very lucky time in the lives of Scorpio people. It would fall on their sun in this case. It's a beautiful time to make money, to go advance in your career, to you know, take those strides that maybe you've been unprepared to take before. Jupiter gives you this feeling of tremendous expansion and non-limitation. So it's wonderful. Of course, it depends where. If it falls on your moon, then it's falling on your emotions. If it falls on your Venus, then it will fall on your love life. But for those of you that have Sun in Scorpio, it's a really high time. I have a Scorpio Sun myself, and I have a Moon in Leo, so I have both playing out in my chart.
Oh, you're having a real interesting...
up and down, you know.
Yeah, but that's when we get our best lessons, I feel.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about best ones. We certainly get our lessons.
Oh, well, you know, I feel that if it's nice and easy and smooth, that we just sail along and we become bored and we, you know, just vacillate.
True.
Nothing.
When
we hit that brick wall, that wakes us up.
I agree.
And we have to figure out how to get through it, over it, or under it.
Absolutely. Boy, that's so true.
Yeah. Okay, well, in addition to the astrology that you do so many things. I'm very fascinated by the aspect of you and Kuan Yin. There might be a listener or two out there who's not familiar with Kuan Yin. Could you bring us up to speed on who she is and how you work with her?
Sure, I'd be glad to. I mean, my whole life since 1989 is devoted to Kuan Yin. And I must say that, you know, when you're speaking of a mystical being, then it's any information that you give on the history of that being is open to, you know, whoever's giving you the history. In this case, I've sort of been a scholar of Kuan Yin for many years, but there are many different stories about her. It's believed that Kuan Yin was indeed in a physical body and began in India somewhere around 200 AD in the soul of a soul named Avalokiteshvara, known as the Lord of Love, a very spiritual being, a very young Buddhic kind of figure. Or perhaps like Rumi, and the whole world has fallen in love with Rumi now, so let's say it's like Jalaluddin Rumi.
Uh-huh.
And he, over time, this soul, it is said, passed down the Silk Road and into India. And over a period of time, around 700 AD, the name came to be Quan Chi Ying in China, which means she who hears the cries of the world, or he who hears the cries of the world. But first was Kuan Yin's spirit was depicted in male form, but then when things began to change politically, Kuan Yin developed, you know, a breast. Uh-huh. And all of the beautiful adornings that go along with being a woman, and has become over time the most popular deity in Asia and in the Eastern world. She's known as the goddess of compassion, the protector of women. She will come to anyone who whispers her name. In Chinese, it's Quan Chi Ying. In Japan, it's Kanon. In Tibet, it's Chenrezigs. And everyone that's listening has certainly seen Kuan Yin. Oftentimes, she's mistaken for Buddha. And I'm not sure she's not the female embodiment of Buddha, and I'm not sure she's a she. Because Kuan Yin is not about praying to an entity outside of yourself, Kuan Yin, although she will appear for you, so she will mirror aspects of your compassion and of your love so you can really accurately see who you really are from a soul perspective. But I think Kuan Yin is an energy field that is love and is the highest octave of love being compassion.
Uh-huh.
Most people don't even understand what compassion means. Compassion means to be in a state of oneness out of judgment and to be sending and giving love from that realm versus feeling sorry. People think compassion means having mercy,
uh-huh,
etc., and it really doesn't. It means giving, flowing love to that which is a mirror of you. And so she is what I call the mirror. I met her energies originally under the ocean in Maui when I was vacationing in 89, and for some particular reason one day I decided to go to the ocean floor, and I was just lying down there meditating with my eyes closed, and when I opened my eyes, this beautiful, swirling, shimmering light came toward me, and was so magnetized because I felt that it must be a mermaid.
Uh-huh.
And I've had a lot of mystical experiences in my lucky, lucky life. And so came up for air and went back down again, and this thing shimmered toward me with this headpiece and flowing, purple, silky-looking gowns, and came right up to me, and the face looked very female to me, but I did not know the face, and I was so stupefied and stunned, and the eyes started to look into my eyes and transmit a love that was so profound and so accepting that my whole beingness shifted into deep peace in a way that I had never felt peace in my life before. And that was the beginning of my journey with Kuan Yin when I came back up for air and I went back down, that being was gone.
Uh-huh.
But a year later, I was walking down the street in Palo Alto and I was walking where I live in California and I walked past an antique store and there was that same face on the head of a marble goddess.
Yeah.
And I started crying. I put my head against the glass and I knew that I had gone home to something very powerful from my own past.
Uh-huh.
And the store owner came outside. He probably thought it was just another psychopath, you know, crying outside of his window. And he went on to tell me all about Kuan Yin and how a third of the planet prays to her every day and how that because I had felt such a strong connection, I probably knew her in Lemuria or civilizations before Atlantis.
Uh-huh.
The minute he said the word Lemuria to me, everything lit up in my body, and so began a long adventure.
Okay. Now, just not too long ago, didn't you put on a workshop? I think it was January 1st, wasn't it?
Yeah, I did. I did an invocation for people to awaken to the Kuan Yin within them to start their year that way.
Uh-huh. And are you going to have more of these?
I will. Yeah, I have them all the time. In fact, I'm going to Hawaii for the month of February to do work over there, and I'm going to be doing a big invocation at Borders Books on the island of Maui to call her energy, since Lemuria is known as the triangle somewhere located underneath the ocean now between Big Sur,
uh-huh.
the Hawaiian Islands, and around Fiji, Tahiti, in that area. It's a floating dimension. It was an extremely advanced civilization, very woman-oriented. Women held all the power
uh-huh.
in terms of not political power, spiritual opening, and it was a very psychic, very metaphysical, very shamanic society that was very no competition, very loving, somewhat like how Bali operates in terms of, you know, everything is a prayer, everything is a blessing.
Uh-huh.
And so that dimension exists. Every time I go to Maui, I go to that same little bay, Napili Bay on the northwest shore, and swim there hoping that I will have that direct experience of her. She's around all the time, but that was so visual. It's very powerful for me.
Okay. Well, we're speaking with medium and author Simone. The phone lines are open. You can give us a call at 1-888-268-4313 or 281-419-7697. Simone, when people call in, how are you open to working with them? Are you open to giving readings or
well,
what is it that you want to do tonight?
What I love the most, and I do all different kinds of things, I don't have my tarot cards with me, so I probably wouldn't read tarot. I always like to take a look at why the soul came back and what the major agreements are and what obstacles might be there. So I would take a look at the name at birth and the birth date.
Oh, okay.
That holds all of those different levels of evolution.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. I think that'll be a lot of fun. Now, you talked about you and your connection to Kuan Yin. How can mm-hmm. others connect to Kuan Yin?
Well, the first thing is you, of course, always when you're looking to go deeper with yourself, it all has to begin with quieting yourself. So I don't. Most of the people, now Kuan Yin can come in many forms. That's the first thing I want to say. And of course, the mind wants to interfere. The ego wants to interfere and say, oh, that's not real. You know, what's wrong with you? You're seeing entities in the sky or you're
uh-huh.
talking about medicine animals, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of judgment because we have very little, especially in the American culture, except for the Native American ways and some indigenous ways, I would say, but very little, to really give you permission to know when you are when you are connected the correct way. So the first thing would be to learn how to meditate or learn how to quiet down and to allow yourself many journeys trying to trying to focus in on Kuan Yin. It's not for me. I had been meditating for a long time. I'm a great believer in the goddesses. I'm a great lover of the goddesses in those societies, and very fascinated with all that. So. It was not shocking to me that I could have an experience like that. For many of the people that are listening in, perhaps they have not considered that there are goddesses playing amongst them that are guiding them in some way. But you have to be open first to really that the spirit is everlasting and that there are parts of ourself that remember other civilizations, other time periods like I did with Lemuria.
Uh-huh.
And you have to be willing to just sort of throw it all to the wind and say, you know, I'm going to allow For Kuan Yin, we say she comes in on what's called the violet ray, which is the highest ray, and that she walks toward you like a piece of silk in the wind. And you feel the energy of her eyes from very far back, because it's with her eyes that she transmits this incredible light.
Okay.
And you just need to whisper her name. You might want to take a shamanic journey inside of your body and go to a sacred space within you where you could construct a small altar and have a prayer for her and your wishes, what you want her to help you with in terms of how you love, what you love, where you love, when you love, and how to learn to transmit that kind of love, because now is the time to do that on the planet.
Most definitely. Well, that beep that we heard means that we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
This is Richard.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Oh, we're doing just fine. You have a question for Simone?
Yes. I know that she has expertise in finding out about people's past lives and Akashic records and their purpose as to why they're here, and I just wondered if what she could find out about me.
Richard, where are you calling from?
From Texas.
Oh, good. That's great. If you could give me your your full name at birth and your birthday, I would be glad to take a look for you.
The day itself is in month, date, year?
Yeah.
December 5th, 1973.
Okay. And your full name at birth?
Richard Brian Schuster.
B-R-Y-A-N or B-R-I-A-N?
B-R-I and Schuster's S-H-U, S-B-E-R.
Okay. It's going to take me a minute to do this chart, but I'm going to talk to you while I'm doing it, and I'm going to ask you to take a nice deep breath and give yourself full-on permission to be read. Give it to yourself as a gift. And hold on just a minute here.
Well, Richard, while she's doing that, I want to thank you for calling in. We truly appreciate that. And if everybody else out there listening in would just relax right along with Richard, you'll pick up some of the same energies.
Good thing to say. So, so you've got a very interesting chart, friend. The first thing I want to say to you is that, you know, you're born on the day of freedom under Sagittarius. That five is a very pivotal number in your own journey, in your journeys, I want to say, because five is, you know, when somebody says to you, you're born on the day of freedom, it's kind of huge in a way, because freedom's different for everyone, you know, what freedom means according to your history, your experiences, your wishes, et cetera, like that. In your chart, when it's under Sagittarius, the way yours is, and you have a 20, what we call a 28-1 birth path, which is all about leadership and the eagle and moving forward, and it's very strong. It says, my way, when I add up 12-5-1973. But the 5 is different. The 5 says, I'm very versatile. Don't put me in a can and stamp what I am. I will be what I am, and I'm many different things. I'm inwardly restless. I have a lot to say. The truth is very important to me. I'm a very independent thinker. Don't in any way try to shut me down. So for you, one of the great joys for you in this lifetime is to learn how to gain freedom from a very overactive mind. You have a very strident, very strong, very curious, very truth-loving mind that really wants to get free. Your soul wants to get free of the impact of the mind in this life. So to truly know the soul part of who you are, and yet you've got these very dogmatic numbers around you that really want to, quote, be somebody. Do you know what I mean? Are you there, Richard?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you know what I mean? There's a part of you that just wants to get free, and it doesn't want to have a 9-to-5 job, and blah, blah, blah. And then there's this other part of you that's extremely dogmatic, very leadership-oriented. It's a very pragmatic chart in some ways, but then in other ways it kind of thumbs its nose at that and seeks integrity, truth, honesty, justice, and it doesn't really want to follow in anybody's footsteps. It's very, very singular, very innovative. Do you feel like you're that way?
Yeah, I mean, there's a part of me. I mean, I work for myself because
sure.
I want the freedom, and yet,
sure.
You know, I strive to do great things. So, yeah.
Also, you're not one thing. You'll never be one thing. You're many things, and you have many different gifts, and it would be really short-cheating yourself to put yourself in a category because you'll outgrow that and you'll get very bored. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So in particular, I would say in this lifetime, I feel like you've got a very inventor kind of spirit. When I'm looking out at your auric field and you have these wings of purple in back of you. They're awesome, very beautiful, very lit energy, kind of pointed, almost like a butterfly wing at the top here. And I feel like you've been in lots of societies where you've been a, quote, magician, that you worked with energy and moving energy in lots of different ways, and you could call upon those lifetimes easily just through meditation, asking that those gifts be re-revealed to you again. And I feel they will. I feel you're quite creative, and that you have, it's in your ideas. You have very strong ideas, not only how things should be, but how things could be. They're very, you have a very, it's part magician, part inventor. So I don't know what you do, but I know that it better not be, your creativity better not be used during a 9-to-5 timetable, that you're often creative at times where other people are sleeping or, you know, early in the morning. You know, it just doesn't follow any track like that. Your life isn't meant to follow a track like that.
Okay.
Is there something in particular you want to ask?
Just curious, you talk about what my purpose specifically is here. What was I, and can you directly say what I was in my last past life?
In your last life?
Mm-hmm.
If Spirit will let me, I have to take a look out here and see who's out here just a sec.
And Richard Walsh is doing that. We want to thank you for calling in and joining us tonight.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You were in the Army in a past life because you appear before me in a brown uniform. I guess it's the Army. Now, maybe you were a Boy Scout, but hold on just a minute here. You're in a uniform right in front of me here. No, you're a young man, and you're in the military.
Right. To me, he looks to be about, I don't know, between 17 and 19 years old.
Yep.
Brown hat, and I don't know which one of our wars it was, but it seems to be more here to me than any place else.
Seems like the 40s or something like that.
Yeah.
40, but maybe like 40s. So that's what, World War II? And I see that was something that actually brought you pride, and you were very strong behind that for a long time. And not a long time, but, you know, several years you gave yourself to that. And I see that you were married to a woman with brown hair. Sort of turned up on the ends. What do we used to call that hairstyle? I can't remember anymore.
I don't know.
It was very bizarre. But anyway, it was very cute, but it was kind of preppy looking. And I see that you had two boys. And I feel like you were at a very pragmatic business. Maybe it was around insurance, or it was around, and you liked flying. There's something about airplanes here. I feel it was a lifetime that was about loyalty. And I feel like when I look at your chart now, I feel that because you're born on the Day of Freedom like that, and you chose that birthday for that because of the vibratory field you wanted to dance on, so to speak, in this lifetime, I feel like you've had several lifetimes where you've been involved in either bureaucratic or political situations where you were kind of hemmed in or had to be a certain way, and you're breaking free of that in this life.
What things can you tell me now that I need to be aware of, to be careful of, and things that I need to do to help me reach my path and be successful?
Well, you have to be grounded. A five like that on your birthday is a restless number rolling around. It's so smart, and it's so creative, and it's kind of eccentric in its own way sometimes. It's sort of like the old adage, you know, you've already run the race when most people haven't, you know, left the gate. You're very fast that way in your mind, and I think you have to, not have to, but I would think I would like it if you were interested in meditation and quieting down. You've got a lot of energy, you've got a lot of fire, you're a fire sign, you've got a lot of red around you, you've got, and I don't want you to lose any of that energy, I want you to learn how to harness it. I feel you have very high ideals, very high expectations for yourself. I think you ought to lose all judgment you have for other people. Anything that's critical of other people. You don't need that any longer. And of yourself. Mainly, I think you have done a lot of work on yourself, have you not?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like you've been out there fascinated and open and hungry for a spiritual life for a long time. So as far as for everybody, everyone must begin at the same point, which is quiet, and learning what is the true self and what is the egoic nature. And that's one of the hardest things in the beginning to do, you know, to learn what voice is what, which, you know, and how to learn to return again and again to the soul voice, which is truly the guide you want to be connected to, not so much the egoic voice, although it ties your shoes and gets you to work and, you know, does all that great stuff, brushes your teeth, but it's the soul voice that feeds you creatively. You like to be inspired. Something about music around you too. What's that?
I like music. I mean, I'm not a musician in any way, shape, or form.
Uh-huh. Do you listen to music a lot?
Yeah, I do.
I feel like it's maybe they're showing that because that is a way for you to go more deeply with yourself through music.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You know, take a journey that way.
Yes. And Richard, if you're looking to increase your business this year, the one thing that is going to be very imperative for you to do is really write down, and hear me, write down the goal. What is it that you want to make? What is it? How do you want to expand your business? As you write it down, and months down the road, you look back at what you wrote down, you will see how you have achieved it. This is your year for greatness, and I want you to go out there and get it.
Oh, that's great.
Well, that's certainly good to know.
Okay. Sounds wonderful.
Well, we're going to thank you for calling, and the phone lines are open again, and the numbers are 888-268-4313 or 281-419-7697.
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I love talking to people from different parts of the world.
Yeah, and he was very nice. Very lovely
energy.
Yeah, very nice, calm, soothing, soft energy. Now, Simone, you just worked with Richard, so people have a taste of how you work and what you do. How can people connect with you?
You mean how can they find me?
Yeah.
they can find me by calling my phone.
Okay.
That's one way. It's 650-321-7622,
mm-hmm.
Which is in Palo Alto, California. They can go to the web and order my novel, The Goddess of Fifth Avenue, which is at Amazon.com.
Okay.
And people call me Simone, but my name as an author is Carol Simone.
Okay. Well, that beat that we heard is another call. Is the caller on the line?
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Barry.
Barry?
Yeah.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was hoping you could give me a perspective on the circumstances of my last life, how I died.
Darren, I think she's going to need some information from you, like your...
First of all, is it Darren? Are you saying D-A-R-R-E-N?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your middle name?
Dean.
D-E-A-N?
Uh-huh.
And your last name?
Myers, M-E-Y-E-R-S.
And your birthday?
5-8-56.
It's just going to take her a couple moments to get that together and take a deep breath while she's doing it. Darren and everybody else out there listening to support them. Thank you.
I want to ask you, do you have a sense that there was something that happened in that life that you need to reclaim in this life?
Yeah, I do.
That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, big time.
Like there's something that kind of haunts you.
Yeah, like all my beliefs and possessions and... I just feel like I was prosecuted from a political point of view.
Really? That's interesting.
I was participating in something that the general populace didn't approve of.
So you were persecuted, is that it?
Well, not necessarily persecuted as much as maybe persecuted is the right word.
I don't know. I feel the fear.
The fear?
Yeah. I feel something.
Well,
about
you know, like I feel like I was in some sort of study group.
Yeah, I would call it a cast. C A S T E, for lack of a better word. I feel like you were following something that was very high and very noble, and it was not something that was popular or really well thought of.
Mm-hmm.
And like certain things are these days. You know, with all the fundamentalism and whatever that's going on in the United States, certain beliefs are not popular and are not, you know, not the coolest thing to talk about. Even though they're right on and they're wonderful and they're healing, I feel like you were involved with healing on some levels, and you had a lot very high intellectual pursuit. I'm hearing, You've worked very hard on yourself in many lifetimes, Richard. You've got a 34/7 birth path, which is, you don't need to understand the technology of numerology, but it talks about the philosopher. It talks about all the ologies, psychology, anthropology, sociology. It wants to go very deep. It gets very bored if people, you know, don't, if the truth or depth isn't brought into a situation, you know, you just walk away from it. You could smell
it's true. I've become real impatient.
You're very impatient.
Yeah.
And it's not even, at some point you just go, I have no interest in this at all.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, probably on your palm you have Solomon, it's called Solomon circles, I believe, on the palm of your hand. And I have it on my hand. And Richard Unger, a very famous palm reader, said to me once, he's not a palm reader, he's a hand analyst. I need to say that the right way and give him his glory. But he said to me, you know, you have all these circles and you can't even go to a cocktail party because you get so bored with the level of conversation. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You just don't
I do. Well, what happened was, as a late adolescent, I guess, I was real involved in philosophy.
Right.
And then I abandoned that and got advanced degrees in electrical engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And antenna design in particular. And at this point in my life, I'm returning to my philosophical interests.
Well, this is what we're saying here. This is what I'm hearing, that you were involved with. You've been involved way back, and I get Greece very far back, and you were very involved with the stars, you know, much like Ptolemy and those folks back there. You were very involved in architecture. But from a spiritual perspective as well as a scientific perspective, because you're drawn to both.
Mm-hmm.
But at this juncture now, I feel you would find the scientific too limiting, and that if you were going to get into any kind of physics, it would be the new physics, and that could be really interesting, like people like Brian Swim that wrote The Universe is a Green Dragon or The Fabric of the Cosmos. That kind of philosophy, that kind of openness and unlimitedness, I think would be really good for you to dive into at this point. Because I think you're going to go in lots of new directions. What's your business? What's your career?
Right now, I'm trying to liquidate my business interests, and I'm on the verge of doing so. I don't know if I'm going to be able to accept an offer that would consummate that.
Well, what I'm getting to is what I'm hearing is that you've had several Native American incarnations, and that there's a lot of you have a natural pool of resources to draw from indigenous peoples, where you knew how to heal people. You know how to make salves and work with plants and work with the animals, and you have a really deep reverence for the earth and for all living things, and that you ought to follow that part of your nature that doesn't stem from, but a part of it grew out of these Native American and something down in the Yucatan Peninsula area, where you...
I am drawn to that. Yeah. I want to go down there.
Yeah, those cultures you were very involved with and are from some of those cultures, and that you naturally, you have a real proclivity to helping, being able to see through things very quickly. You're very high intuitive. And you need to follow that part of yourself now. So you might take some kind of shamanic journey, or you might get in touch with the Dancing Deer Foundation in Los Gatos, California, because the man, Brad Segunda, that's head of that, takes men around your age group, maybe 10 years in each direction, on these wonderful shamanic journeys where they remember exactly what you're looking to remember, so that you can bring those aspects of yourself forward in this lifetime. You could also do some self-hypnosis and, you know, use a reflective pool. Once you're very, you know, meditative and very quiet, see yourself with your eyes closed going and looking into a reflective pool and look at your face and ask what century you're in and what you were doing and blah, 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 and you'll find it's quite easy because you have a very suggestible subconscious.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. So are you mostly focused on numerology as opposed to astrology?
No, I'm not a very good astrologer. I have a great love for astrology, especially Eastern astrology, but I'm really not very I know what I like and I look at things, but I've done tarot and shamanism and mysticism for many, many, many years. And I'm a clairaudient medium by trade.
Really? Wonderful.
So that's what I'm using right now besides the numerology. These things are not coming off your numerology chart.
What's occurred to me over the past few years is the notion that what I have is a planetary body.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I'm animating. And if I abandoned the notion of egoism,
mm-hmm.
everything seems to fall into place.
Mm-hmm. Certainly hold true with your birthday, because it's a very pragmatic birthday. It says you must be in your body. I mean, you're an earth sign with an eight birthday, and eight is all about the physical realm. So it kind of encases you. Your birthday, it says you will be in your body. You will have a physical life.
Yeah, but actually I have a pretty loose connection to the physical plane.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, my habits are the only thing that keep me grounded. seriously. Can you give me any indication on intuitively if I should accept an offer? Could I expect something better in short order?
Well, that's a very
big
question.
We're talking, you know, like a
$4.5 million
offer.
And while I'm tempted to just grab at it, I don't know, Monique, maybe you want to go for that one. I'd want to know more about it before I could.
Looking at it, you know, just high level fluff.
No, just gut feeling, just off
okay,
the top
well,
of your head.
What I got
it's,
when
I'm
you
not
first
gonna
talked
have
about
thought.
It was number two. So this is not necessarily the offer. It seems like you're not being lowballed, but it's almost a lowball offer in your eyes, and you're not feeling quite that comfortable with it. Another one will come along, but again, you've got to make that judgment call as what's sitting on the table in front of you and how soon you need to move. If you'd like to call either one of us offline for a more in-depth consultation, feel free. And I think that either one of us could give you a lot more clarity around it. But,
okay.
In the short time that we have here on the air, kind of difficult.
No, I know. I appreciate it. And just the opportunity to talk to you,
okay.
too.
Well, thank you, Jan, for giving us.
Thank you.
Glad
okay, thank you for giving us a call.
Good night.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. The lines are open. The number 888-268-4313 or 281-419-7697. Well, Simone, you're really connecting with some very interesting people tonight.
Well, you know, it's so unusual because I had a radio show in San Francisco for 10 years, and we had very few men.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, you
know what I
mean? We started out talking about goddess, and the goddess and the men came
Isn't
out.
Isn't that
I
great?
Love it.
I love it.
Yes.
I think that's very healing. I
yes,
wish
I
more men
so.
Would do that work, and I think they will.
I think so, too. Now, with, you know, the first caller, Richard, you talked a little bit about, you know, he should, you know, get quiet, go within himself. How do you feel people should, you know, sit down and meditate? How
well,
often,
there,
when, where?
There really are no whens. Hows. It's different for everybody. For some people, I teach meditation in my home every other Wednesday night, and I have this great circle of women that come, and it's different for everybody. Some
mm-hmm.
people that, is that a caller?
That's a caller. So you want a table
to
answer and take the caller?
Sure.
Okay. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
This is Sarah.
Sarah?
Hi, yes. Sarah.
Hi, thank
Simone.
You for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for having Simone on the show. It's very exciting.
Great. And what question do you have for her?
Well, knowing her as an amazingly clear and direct medium psychic, I'm happy to hear anything she has to say. So I'll give you my name and my birth date and see what you get.
Okay. I know your name. I don't remember your middle name, though.
Elizabeth.
That's right.
And it's Sarah with an H.
Right. And I can't believe your middle name is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth with a Z.
And your birthday is?
It's 4/25/1961.
61. Okay. Yeah, you've got that 28-1 birth path just like Richard did, which is all about my way. And I'm sure we've talked about this before. This is one of the great people that I was talking about before that comes to meditation and
uh-huh.
That I've known forever and ever and ever, who is also one of these people that can do anything. It's incredibly powerful. Tiger Woman, we call her. Anyway, the 7 you're born on, 25/7, talks about depth and talks about going deeper in this life and not skirting what you probably have skirted in the last several lives in terms of getting what you want. In other words, facing your fears or facing that which was difficult in the past and going deeper to, so that you really ride your birthday like a dolphin, you know. You just ride it on out here, and that 25 is so deep and so resonating, and it's on a quest, you know. And the quest is to be real. The quest is to be authentic and to honor that which you know as the truth, that which you know as the real reality. And you've done a lot of work on yourself, Sarah, that way. And I feel that that 28-1 wants to put you out in front of people. It wants to, you know, have people see you as an authority. It wants to set a stage for you in which for you to be the philosopher, like that 25. Well, we've had 34-7 was Darren's birth path before. You've got a different kind of 7. You've got a 25-7. It's more of a teacher, more of a an orator, an oracle. It's someone who holds the space for the rest of us to listen. And it's, tonight, too, it's got kind of a non-monk kind of feeling to it, too, in the past. As if, you know, in this lifetime you didn't come back as a nun or a monk, but you have in the past. And this is a much more physical, visual, citified incarnation, if you will, for you. And that there is a part of you that's extremely introverted and wants to be alone and likes to hide out. But that 28-1 is not going to allow that in this lifetime. It's going to nudge you into crossing over, you know, to your more actress self, your more real actress self. Hello?
Hello. Sarah, are you still with us?
Well, you know, it's just amazing having spoke with you before to hear, you know, to hear what you're saying tonight. It's just so, so right on with what I've just been becoming aware of, so. It's amazing.
Well, I never, you know, you just showed me a picture of yourself as a monk.
Yeah, I'm sure I've been there, done that.
And then a nun, and then I've never seen that in you before, even though I know your proclivity toward Buddhism, etc. But I've never really looked for that, and all of a sudden there you showed up in your robes, and so I'm thinking, Sarah is one of those really talented people, Monique, that can do anything. She makes people laugh their heads off. She's a tremendous. I hope it's okay to say. Tremendous. Well, I won't say what your career is, but.
Oh, I don't care.
Okay, attorney, and she handles all different kinds of things. Anything that you have to throw at her, she can either find the answer, or she'll find someone that does. And so that she's someone that could be a trial lawyer, but she could be a nun. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To have those extremes like that are really pretty wild.
Yeah,
and
believe
then,
me, it's strange.
We're all trying to get her to go out into the world in this life and in another way, which would be, you know, to teach people.
She will.
Yeah, why don't you add your 2 cents? That'd be cool to hear what you think about this.
Oh, okay. Well, Sarah, what I picked up on you was that you were, first of all, a very strong individual, and I guess that's validated by, you know, knowing now that you're an attorney. This year is going to be a year of transition for you. And you do very well at what you do, but you're still going to branch out even more. And you will find yourself teaching. And I don't mean teaching by standing up in front of a classroom and, you know, having 30 students. I mean teaching by going out there and walking your talk and being that light, that beacon for everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely coming more prevalent for you this year. And then next year, don't be too surprised if you kind of take a shift in what you're doing and expand even more to more people. You're a great light on the planet, and it's, you know, time for you to shine brightly.
Well, thank you.
I love that.
That was beautiful, and it's just where I want to head, so it was very validating. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Thanks,
thank you.
Sarah.
Thanks, Simone.
See you at the drumming group.
Good night.
Okay.
Bye.
Right. Well, we had kind of tabled the meditation conversation,
oh, yeah.
And I think basically you were just saying that, you know, however you do it, just do it.
Well, you know, I hear a couple of examples. You know,
Let them know what phone numbers to call. 888-268-4313 or 281-419-7697. Okay.
So for some people, sitting, you know, with their legs crossed, doing the OM or, you know, trying to quiet their mind just doesn't work. So then I want to point to open-eyed meditation where you're staring into a candle and each breath is taking you into a deeper form of quiet. Or I want to point them to walking meditation where they're walking out in nature or even in their living room and every footstep is taking you into a deeper state of, you know, your divinity, your connection to spirit, and you're quieting down deeper and deeper with each step. So, I mean, because for a lot of people, the thing that most of my students say to me the most is, well, I try to meditate, but they don't.
Yeah.
Because that format is too difficult. The ego wants to get in there and control everything. Mind wants to be king.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to learn in a way that really suits them.
Kind of circumvent the mind and trick it into doing what we want.
Trick it, that's right.
Yeah, well, that beep was a caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi, Monique and Simone. I've actually had the pleasure of meeting both of you, Monique, just once at a trade show a couple years ago. And I know Simone through meditation and through readings, and I love her work, and I thought I'd call in and get a reading on what's going on.
Great. Deb, what's your birthday?
My birthday is July 21st, 1961, and my full name is Deborah Ann, Deborah with an H.
A-N-N?
A-N-N, yeah.
Okay. And, Monique, this is the woman I was telling you about that wrote The Goddess of Happiness.
Oh, okay.
And other wonderful books.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, Debbie, I think we're going to talk soon. I see you in your future.
So, I'll start, and then... Monique, if you want to come in, you're welcome to.
Go ahead.
You're born on the day of creativity and writing under Cancer, and it's a moody birthday, but it's right on the verge of Leo, and you kind of move between, you know, receiving and going forward, receiving and going forward. The Cancerian part receives so beautifully, and it channels so beautifully, and lets it come in. And then the Leo part wants to roar it out into the world. And it's a very fluid, very elegant 21 that you're born on because it's a channel. But then when we look at your birth path, it's all about compassion. So what is it that you want to channel? What is it that you want to focus your very precious energy around? Because you're so intent about healing in this lifetime and what it is that's, you know, going to invoke that. And yours has to do with compassion and forgiveness and letting go. Letting go being the key out of those three. So anything that you're writing at this time, I feel you going up. I feel your energy going up. I'm not even sure what that means. It's sort of like ascending.
Going to the happy place.
It's very happy, and it's higher. It's actually going higher. Whatever you're working on now, and I think there are several things you're working on.
Yeah.
It feels like, you know, there's a business something, and then there's the fine art something, and then there's the passion kind of thing that's going on with you. All of those things are being lifted to a different level. And that's going to be very exciting for you in 2008. There's something that's really going to manifest very strongly for you around coming at it from an even higher perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like something with the network, something with television.
Great.
Hmm. You know, Debbie, I get that your vibration itself is rising. Now, it wasn't low to start with. But you're going from like 18 karat gold to 24 karat gold.
Mm.
You know?
That's a great thing.
Yeah, and as you are, well, 24 karat gold is present time manifestation. So, you know, you're right. You know, you're going to be right where you're supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
And I just see you blossoming, you know, like a wonderful lotus.
Terrific.
In many
different
directions.
Well, that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like things are really blossoming.
Well, you're blossoming. Things are you.
Yeah.
And you're just, it's like the way Monique's saying, I think you're sitting on a lotus and you're just floating up.
Mm-hmm.
and it's very purple and kind of cerise and cosmic, and but it's very grounded too. I mean, I just think you're trusting yourself and trusting your connection at a much deeper level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting, because when you said that, I got that she got one foot equally planted, one foot here in earth and the other one planted in spirit, and she's balanced.
Oh, that's really pretty.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Great.
Well, she's a terrific writer, amongst other things.
Thank you. Thank you. And you are both terrific. Thank you so much. I really love getting wisdom. And it's so interesting because even though you know people and things come out at different times in of your life and in different sessions with people that you would never expect. So
right.
It's always nice to reconnect and just check in on those items.
That's great, Deb.
Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
Okay,
take care.
You for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Debbie wrote a beautiful book called Vita's Will about a very difficult year in her life when four people passed over and how to deal with that when it happens to you. And it's just very, very well done.
Okay, well, we'll probably be hearing more about that here on Walking with Spirit.
Probably.
Okay. Oh, we have another caller.
Wow.
I'm thinking about the number, but the caller is there. Who are we speaking with? Hello?
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Well, my name is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing fine. Thank you so much for calling in.
Sure.
Do you have a question for Simone?
I do. I was wondering about my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know about her past life.
What's her name?
Her name is Anna Lina with A-N-N-A,
mm-hmm.
L-I-N-A,
mm-hmm.
Bordner. B-O-R-D-N-E-R.
And her birthday?
November 30th, 2003.
Okay, and Jennifer, while she's coming up with that, again, take a couple of deep breaths and relax.
Okay.
Okay. And where are you calling us from? What city?
Pagosa Springs, Colorado.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Thanks. I guess we need to chat a little bit more since she's not quite ready yet.
It takes a few minutes. It's a long name here.
Okay.
No problem.
I'm not getting a direct past life. What I'm looking at is your daughter's sensitivity and her creativity and her need to balance herself in this life. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean... emotionally, she needs to, she's very creative, very high octave of creativity, I'm hearing.
Yes.
And, but there's a moodiness there. And, they're wanting her to work with her inner chemistry between emotionally, psychically, psychologically, physically, and, to learn how to, you know, for some people, their genius really rides on their mental states, and I wouldn't want that for your daughter. She's a very old soul, they're saying, really old soul.
Yeah, I don't know much about astrology, but when I do her numbers, it comes up of 1.
Uh-huh, a 10-1 on her birthday.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, well...
And she doesn't have much of a lifeline, and I'm not sure what that means either. She is very temperamental and very sensitive,
uh-huh.
But, you know, she also is very connected to me since she was in the womb in a very powerful...
Well, she's been your mother. That's one thing.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, you've gone round and round with this one. And it's going to be really... What's your birthday?
Mine is May 22nd, 1980.
Okay. Just a sec. Okay, so, you know, for you, just reading off your birth path, what is your first name again?
Jennifer,
that's right. You've got a very magical birthday. Yours is all about, it's actually the day of the magician under Gemini. And that 22, we call it the day of self-mastery. And it's a 22-4, which is the higher octave of number 4. With number 4 is about foundation and loyalty and all that kind of stuff. Well, when it's a 22-4, it says, well, you've done all that. And it's not that you can't have a white picket fence and a 9-to-5 life, but that you want to really, you want to be practicing that which you're learning from your spiritual lessons. And you know, your birth path is a 27-9, which is a lot like Debbie, you just called in before, in terms of, you know, really learning how to let go. And this is a real, you've got a lot of lessons with your daughter about letting go. Because your daughter has a, I'm not going to call it a neediness, but I'm going to call it a pull to you that's fairly bottomless sometimes. She
yes.
needs you.
And
you
I'm glad
I mean?
To be there for her.
Yes. And she can be demanding.
Yes.
And as she gets older, you're going to have to hold your boundaries with her. She's a big soul, and she's very creative. Voice, I'm hearing. Voice. So, you know, she's going to pull on you in directions you're not going to want to go. And it's necessary that you hold your boundaries, because in other lifetimes when she was your mother, she manipulated you. And this is just one aspect of her. I mean, she's a darling child, but, you know, you're asking me, I'm going to where I'm being led right now. So, when she pulls on you and tries to, get you to do things or allow her to do things that really are not in her best interest, according to you, and you're her mother, because she's just a wee little thing, then you're going to have that. That's part of your self-mastery in this lifetime, is to not abandon who you are for fear of losing your daughter in any way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah.
And she might go into acting, for instance.
Yes.
Yeah, she's very dramatic.
Very.
And
she has a little brother an older brother who's a 22.
Oh, good.
Also, so I'm hoping that can balance things out a little bit.
Well, he ought to be pretty powerful, too. He ought to
he's
be
very, yeah, he's an Andre.
His name is Andre?
Yes.
That's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
And what's his birthday?
He's 8/19/2002.
Uh-huh.
And while she's looking at that, Jennifer, I want you to know that the lines in her hands change. So don't get hung up on where the lifeline is now, okay?
Okay.
I myself, as a young child, used to look at mine and say, oh, my goodness, I don't know how long this is going to be, because it wasn't very long. And now it's extending down, you know, below my thumb and almost to the wrist.
Wow.
Okay, so it will, you know, just let her be, and you enjoy each and every moment that you have her here instead of worrying about what might happen.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Do you have any advice for me to help her on her right path so she fulfills her life's destiny?
Yeah, the biggest advice that I could give you while she's working over there is to allow her to be herself. Of course,
mm-hmm.
you have to be the mother, and you have to guide her and give her boundaries, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, but within that, allow her to be herself. Allow her talents to come out. And as her talents come out and she grows, she will balance out just wonderfully.
Okay, great.
But she's about being herself.
Well, I'm
she
looking
is.
At her destiny now. She's got a 16-7 destiny, and that's called the Tower card in Tarot. And the Tower says that, you know, that those foundations which, quote, built her in former lifetimes will not hold in this lifetime. So she's going to have many changes throughout her life, and those are going to be very good changes. You really can't even have change without the Tower, true change within the, not within the soul, because the soul is perfect at all times, but within the personality, the changes that need to flow in for her to move forward. So that's very exciting. Your son is born on a 19-1, which is very inventive, very strong. He's very smart. And
he's very psychic, I think.
Yeah, he's really very, he's like a sword card in the Tarot deck. He's very intellectually bright as well. And he's very fast. All your kids are very fast, and you're very fast in your mind. You're ahead of a lot of people, aren't you?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I appreciate the compliment. Thank
oh, well,
you.
It's interesting. I see the same thing that she does. I just see that you're not owning whom you truly are right now.
Right, right.
You might want to, you know, of course, you have
well,
to
I'm, quite,
you
I'm really not sure who I truly am. I just know that I'm on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
And that my life is wonderful, and I think this is probably the best life I've ever lived.
That's lovely. What a nice thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, you don't hear that often. That's beautiful. I want to tape that on my tape recorder and listen to it every morning.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you guys for your time tonight.
Okay,
take
Jennifer,
care.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, you know, Simone, it is just about our time. I really want to thank you for being my guest today. Please
give
out your contact information for people who are wanting to work with you one-on-one and for your book and your workshops.
Sure. For anyone who would like a brochure, you can email me at Kuan Yin, Q-U-A-N, like Nancy, Y-I-N, like Nancy, 26, at PacBell, PacBell.net. That's Kuan Yin, 26, at PacBell.net. Or you can call me at area code 650-321-7622. That's 650-321-7622. All of my books, I also have an anthology, are available through Amazon.com under Carol Simone. S-I-M-O-N-E.
Okay, great.
It was fun reading with you.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun having you on. We'll have to do it again.
That'd be great.
Okay. I will be back next week with author Terry Lynn Taylor, and if you'd like information about any of my guests or you want to find out about my personal appearances, log on to either one of my websites, www.walkingwithspirit.net or www.healing-visions.com, or give me a call at 888-240-6057. And remember that the master knows that he or she is always a student, whereas the student still hopes to someday be a master. Many blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.
Namaste.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a bloginservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.